Imagine pulling into the parking lot of a mall and seeing what seemed like a wall of SWAT officers flanked by policemen with their guns drawn. That's exactly what some would have seen at the Clackamas Town Center Mall in suburban Portland, Oregon. The question is why? And that's where we start for this hour of America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Happy holidays, everyone. Sadly, terrible to tell you the story right at the top. As much as I wish I were bringing you fabulous news, and we will bring you some good news, because we're going to check the mailbag, by the way, and we're also going to go to the Daily Salute. But here's what happened in Oregon. You had a guy, seems like he could be a younger guy, they're trying to identify him, who had a white hockey mask on, camouflage clothing, fired off 60 rounds, went from the parking lot, dressed that way, through a Macy's store, went to the food court and all the public areas that he could possibly go to, started spraying bullets, killed two people. Another person is still hospitalized, and it's amazing that more people were not killed in this very strange rampage. And it was a rampage. It looked to be a young guy, maybe even a teenager, sadly. It doesn't matter. Should never have happened. There are no words for this kind of nonsense. You had a busy time of day, 3:30 in the afternoon. You had about 10,000 shoppers. That's the guesstimate anyway. So it is absolutely astonishing that more people didn't die. And thank goodness they didn't. You know, what's interesting is it was, he knew what he was doing. He knew what he wanted to do because it was just minutes, seemingly. That's how everybody described it, that you had four SWAT teams sweeping the building looking for the guy who turned the gun on himself and died of a suicide. So he's dead. It was self-inflicted. And no rounds ended up being fired by any of this wall of cops and SWAT guys. Nothing. And they got there pretty fast. But that's how quickly things can unfold. So now they're trying to figure out why. They're taking a look at elements of what may have, pardon the pun, triggered this whole thing. And here it is. This happens in a crowded mall at the height of, shopping season, which is Christmas holidays. So two dead and then killing himself in the middle of chaos, people running for the exits and trying to figure out ultimately what to do, how to get away from this. And I guess many of them were successful. I'm going to chalk it up to that they were able to get out of the way once they realized what was happening here. On the heels of that, while that horrible thing is going on, and people who are advocates of banning guns and getting rid of guns would be disheartened to hear that in Illinois, gun rights advocates had a whopper of a victory when a federal appeals court in Illinois struck down the state's ban, longtime ban on carrying concealed firearms. It was a 2-1 ruling, and this was the last state in our country that had a ban on carrying concealed firearms by citizens. So the majority opinion, and this is where it gets a little weird, the majority opinion was by Richard Posner of the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals, and this was how he wrote the ruling, or the decision rather, saying that the Supreme Court's decision in 2008 firmly established a constitutional right to armed self-defense under the Second Amendment. And he's talking about the District of Columbia, their decision that overturned a handgun ban. He said a right to bear arms implies a right to carry a loaded gun outside the home. And this all stems from an incident in 2009 where a woman was attacked while volunteering at church. And the suit was funded by the NRA. So Wayne LaPierre, the NRA executive vice president, says today is a victory for all law-abiding citizens in Illinois and gun owners throughout the country. Does this get kicked up to the Supreme Court? I'm going to say that it does. Gun control proponents say that the ruling is unfortunate and they hope it'll be appealed. This is going up the flagpole. It's a question of, I think it's a question of when. And what's interesting about the ruling is Posner, who came up with the ruling, is somebody, if you go back and look in his past, was really looked in a different direction, where when he was asked about the right to bear arms and, whatnot. So what obviously flipped the trigger, if you will, on that, as he said and was asked in the New Republican magazine many, many years ago on the heels of what happened in Washington, D.C., he said that the framers of the Bill of Rights couldn't have been thinking of the crime problem in some of the metropolitan areas of the 21st century, and that it was unlikely that they intended to freeze American government 2 centuries at their 18th century level of understanding. So it seemed, though, with little bits and pieces of this, and I went back and reread it, it's probably been printed a few other places, that his essay that he did and he was asked about was suggesting that he was probably not going to rule in favor of a constitutional right for armed self-defense. So here's the thing. Some people believe that Posner was doing this on purpose, ruled this way on purpose, to push it up to the Supreme Court, to let them really have to be forced to address the constitutionality of gun control. Because this has been danced around, so that he thinks that's ultimately, or some people think that's ultimately what he was trying to do when he handed down the majority decision on Tuesday in Illinois. Keep this number close, because coming up this hour, you can certainly sound off. What do you think about Illinois? Boom. Concealed carry ban, forget about it. It's not banned any longer. So what does that mean in places like Chicago? Should the Supreme Court really just deal with this? And, ultimately, people will use the incident in Oregon to say, well, see, here's what happens. And is that fair to point to episodes like that? Or the one with Jared Lee Loeffner, where he almost killed former Congresswoman Gabby Giffords and, of course, killed a handful of other people as well, including a young girl. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. But write the number down. Do not call in until after our next segment, because coming up next, we're going to talk about the power in numbers. The 21st is supposed to be the end of the world. But we know, we've talked to an astrophysicist and we've talked to some others about the Mayan calendar and how really the Mayan calendar, it wasn't meaning the end of days. It meant the end of the Mayan calendar, and that's what all that was about. So how do numbers factor into our everyday lives, I guess, and what is the significance of the numbers? We're going to talk to a guy who spent the last 20 years helping people and businesses see how numbers affect our lives. That's next.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Check out StunGunMics.com. They specialize in home and business security, family safety, and personal protection. At StunGunMics.com, they have everything from mace pepper sprayers to cell phone stun guns and everything in between. Visit www.StunGunMics.com for all your security needs. We even ship your products the very next day. That's www.StunGunMics.com for real spy gear, real security, and awesome gadgets.
Where in the world can you find a working replica of Da Vinci's catapult design, an inflatable sumo wrestler's costume, or a watch that tells time backwards? At DaftGadgets.com, you'll find all sorts of fun, retro, remote control, and even outrageous items that probably can't be found anywhere else. If your idea of the perfect gift is a horse head pillow or a mankini, hurry on over to DaftGadgets.com. That's DaftGadgets.com.
Good day, Peter Kratschnabel from Midas Resources. Today is December 11th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at 1714.10. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for 1756.54, 878.27 for a half ounce, or 439.14 for a quarter ounce. 1756.54, 878.27, and 439.14.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Big shout out to all those in the nooks and crannies in the east and in the left coast. I used to live in California. Our next guest in the wings is a numbers guy of a different sort. You know how I always talk about the importance of numbers? We've been doing a feature for a very long time on this show called We Can Count, and we talk about the significance of numbers in all kinds of different ways. So Jesse Kelsey is an astronumerologist, and he's been doing this for a couple of decades, so he certainly understands the significance of numbers. Jess, thanks for coming on ATN.
It's great to be here, Kate. Thank you for having me.
Okay, so when did you realize that there was something to numbers and knowing what numbers were significant to you and when you shouldn't do certain things on certain days?
I came to this country, like you said, about two decades ago, and like most immigrants, I had my share of challenges. But then at that time, I had some basic knowledge of numbers, and I used them on myself to improve my existence at that time. And then I did realize how powerful they were, and they were alive, they were living, and they could really help me. So and after I used them on myself, then slowly it happened on the rest of the people I met, and as time went on, it got bigger and bigger. I remember my apartment, my first apartment here in California where I lived, I picked up a number 27, and that being my number, I being a lot of Mars energy, and then slowly how opportunities in a new land where, you step out and you don't know anybody, and suddenly how the wave just comes to you.
Yes.
Is how it all began, yeah.
Yeah. So when people come to you, you'll ask them questions about numbers of their house, numbers, their age, that kind of stuff?
Yeah, of course. You need the date of birth, and then, of course, where you live and all that. And then it's all about harmonizing energy. It's basically your date of birth, and from your date of birth, I derive your best numbers. And so everything else has to be woven around it, like your name, the way your name is spelled, the number of your house, your business, the name of the business, your car, your telephone numbers, and the rest of it. So it's all about numbers. It's all about harmonizing your energy using your basic, which is your date of birth.
Yeah. Have you seen, because in working with people, and your book is called The Power of Home Numbers, have you seen people who have just had a bad row, a bad luck, a lot in life with either relationships or business or whatever it might be, and then they really said, look, I'm going to pay attention to what you're telling me about the power of numbers and the significance of all of that. And I'm going to actually, when I start to look for a new place, I'm going to look for the numbers that you suggest, Jess, and we'll see what happens. Have you seen some great examples of that?
Yeah, I mean, all the time, Kate, I have, you know, by the grace of God, I got numerous clients from all over the world, and just like you said, you know, it's people get stuck in places. Homes, you know, home numbers are very important. The city that you live is very important. You know, for business people, you know, just like, for example, phone numbers, your cell number is very important, you know, and, you know, even your bank account numbers are very important. The colors that you wear on your, you know, on your clothing is also very important. So they're all related. They're all related with numbers. Let me tell you quickly. See, the Eastern method of numerology, there are many schools, like you know, but the Eastern method that I practice has basic numerology that goes from 1 to number 9, and then each number has a planet that goes with it. For example, number 5 is Mercury, or 1 is Sun, or 9 is Mars, just like that. So when I look at numbers, it's just not like adding numbers. You know, say, for example, if you consult me and I tell you, hey, Kate, number 6 is a great number for you, and then you say, okay, well, Jesse, I found this number, 4848, which is a house number. What do you think? It's 48 is 12 plus 12 is 24. It's a 6, so isn't that a good 6? But no, you know why? Because 4 and 8, that planetary energy of Uranus and Saturn, as planets don't get along well together. You see?
So yeah.
Deeper than that. But, I mean, before we started talking and I got on the air with you, I was looking at your name, very interesting. Your name has a very powerful energy. It's like a lot of Jupiter on the first, you've got a lot of Venus on the second, and you've got a lot of Mars on the total combination, which basically is success to any enterprise. So I'm not trying to please you by, you know, that you've put me on the air, but I'm being very honest with you that is how the energy is set on that name vibration. Very, very powerful.
Wow, that's nice. So Jupiter, Venus, and Mars. How about that? Yeah.
A very high-end Mars. You see a Mars that comes with number 3 and 6, you see? See, a Mars is like number 9 is a Mars, 18 is a Mars, 27, 3, 6, all Mars. But the 3-6 Mars, which carries Jupiter and Venus, and that's exactly what comes in your name, you know? So that is success to any enterprise, which means that you could be broadcasting on any media outlet. You basically enhance the luck of that airwave. You know how it is? You pick it up. Just your name.
Wow, very cool. So I'm thinking here too, even our young producer Matt Johnson is if I tell you his name, Matt Johnson is his name, Jess. What do you derive from that?
If you could just give me his, you know, what day and month he's born, I wouldn't want the year, you know, so.
Okay, he just had a birthday. Matt, are you listening? Matt might have ran out of the studio to go.
The third.
The third. So December 3rd.
Yeah, so December the 3rd, so say the Sag, see, Sag is like, you know, and then Sag on Sag is 3-2 times, which is very expansive energy, you know, it's a huge energy. It's like, you know, it's more like as he adds years to his life, you know, he gets bigger and bigger. You know how it is? It's like a gradual rise, but the time, you know, he becomes substantial and he becomes very big, yeah.
Well, how about that? So he needs to practice some patience then, probably.
Yeah.
And that's tough when you're younger because you want it now. You want it now. You don't want to wait for it. That's interesting. I'll tell you mine. Mine is for people listening. We're just giving you some examples here. I thought it'd be kind of fun to show you the power of numbers with Jess. But mine's 330.
So yeah, again, that's interesting. So you again have a lot of Jupiter, and so it's very interesting. So the way your name is set up, I don't know, it just happened by chance. Maybe your guides gave it to you, or somebody helped you. But that name, the way it is spelled, is in complete sync with your date of birth, because that Aries energy, which is Mars. Interestingly, both have the same energy, Mars energy. And you're not very far. You're 30. I'm a 3rd of April, so pretty close. But then. And so that Mars energy is, you know, is but your name's kind of is really strong, really strong, and that 3-0 in the end, of course, but you know, it's really, you know, it's taking you to the top. Yeah.
Yeah. The do you have a lot of people that, and I've heard this from other people, Jess, that are saying what you're saying about the Eastern numbers, and that there's more to it and knowing it, really understanding what it means. But I knew somebody who actually was in the middle of a lawsuit and really subscribed to that and got a date of a trial moved, and he won the suit, and it wasn't looking good before. But ultimately, the way the days laid out for him, it worked to his advantage. So now he's definitely a true believer in that. Do you, when you have these clients, do they consult you about things like that, financial woes?
All the time. Absolutely. Absolutely. All the time. You know, like what you said is absolutely right. I mean, based on your date of birth, there's certain months, there's certain times, right? There's certain months that will always be good for you. There's certain months will not be good for you. See, typically the month of January, for example, has a lot of Saturn energy. It's ruled by number 8, right? So that month is more for people who are have more sun, like a number 1 date of birth, to be happier. Or say if you come towards the end now, that this part, this time of the year, is great for, you know, your date of birth in mind, right? November, December, this time. But then again, what happens is besides the months, you know, that are, you know, good for people, there's certain days as well, you know? You know, like, say, for example, Monday to Saturday, right? Monday is more sun, or Friday is more Venus, or Wednesday is more Mercury. So that timing, again, is also very, very important. But what you said is absolutely right. You know, things can be shifted to overcome the vibes of certain periods in time. But then there's another thing, you know, that you talked about, this legal matter here, lawsuits here. You know, a yellow sapphire, you know, typically if it's worn in a gold ring, seven and a quarter gold sapphire, it's very common in India. And mm-hmm. they wear that with a white pearl in the pinky. And that combination of Jupiter and Moon is very good to overcome any legal problem.
Yellow sapphire, I'm going to remember that, and white. That's good.
Yeah.
I hope everybody's listening across America and beyond our borders, too, because we have people listening in India and other places as well. Jess, it was great talking to you. Hopefully someday we'll meet Jesse Kelsey. Pick up his book. It's The Power of Home Numbers. Thank you.
Thank you, Kate. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. All right, so it's interesting. I find that the more people I talk to, and I mean, honestly, it's people that just have seen this over and over again, say, you know what? It's like people that are superstitious about other things. You ever meet anybody, and baseball players are so this way. They are superstitious about the way they enter a locker room, what they have on, what they drink, what they eat after a game. I can't tell you how many players over the years I covered that carried a lucky rabbit's foot with them, seriously. And so maybe there is something about numbers, too, for many of us. All right, the mailbag coming up next on ATN.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829.
time.
I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of healthcare can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Shoes. We're running down to the mail room right now. We're going to flip open the snail mail box. We got a ton of it, and we're going to go through it. So without further ado, please announce me, Mr. Man.
You have mail, mistress.
Oh, thank you. Could we hear that again?
You have mail, mistress.
Very few men will do what I say, so if it has to be a recorded man, that still makes me feel good, just so you know out there. let's take a break, baby! So true. I'm just a pushover. I'm so easy. Okay, so let's go to our first one. Easy going, that is, by the way. So get your minds out of the gutter. Let's go to this one from Trey, who says, Kate, it just disgusts me what happened in Oregon. It is absolutely a blessing, a miracle, if you will, that more people were not killed when this teenager or young 20-something went into the mall and decided to fire off shots and then ultimately kill himself as well. How depressing for those families and how scary for the people who narrowly escaped. Let's not forget about them. But I do hope this does not become yet another rallying cry for people who would have all guns taken away from citizens. That would be a big mistake, my friends, for many, many reasons. It would take me 3 emails to explain what I mean, but I've listened to you before, and I think you get it. Yeah, it's going to be one of those deals where, absolutely, look, you have somebody has access to guns. Let's see how old he is, what the story is that trickles out, and that's what people are going to be talking about. And there's certainly, there was what happened in Illinois to balance that out, I guess, in a sense, because the ban on concealed weapons, it's like a war zone in parts of Chicago. Boom, that's off the table. I think it gets kicked all the way up, however, to the Supreme Court. So let's talk about this. Let's identify this. And I said this at the just recently on the show, where you can come up with a mountain of evidence, really, it's like preparing for a case. If you can wage an argument, I'm being totally sincere here. You can come up with a mountain of evidence for reasons why there should not be any guns, and then you can come up for a mountain of evidence as to why people should have the right to defend themselves. And I say that if you just look at the basic premise and you look at the Constitution, which really has held up in a very young country, why would you take away a right? Why take away a right? And imagine what you would risk. I think the hell that would rain down on us if you completely blew out the guns would be far worse than anything that we have seen. I think what you have to do is try to intensify ways to identify people who are unstable, the people who shouldn't have guns because of the fear of that. And then look specifically in the areas as to what you can do, as to what we can do as a nation to have better, more responsible gun owners. And I know there's probably at least 25 people laughing at that, because it almost seems like an oxymoron. How do you police people being responsible gun owners? And the answer is with more literature, with more opportunity, with more events, more ways for people to become skilled and better adapted to the weapon that they have. I mean, the worst thing to me is somebody who gets a gun, has no idea how to really use it. Somebody gives it to them, whatever, which is what would happen if you didn't have basically the laws, whether they're all over the map now, whether you didn't have any of the laws on the books and you just took away all guns. That's what you would have. You'd have this crazy black market of guns, and it would be not a good thing. Recently, even with these Groupons, Living Social, whatever it is that pops into your email, they have weapons classes and how to get a concealed carry permit. And by the way, being in a state, our satellite facility, where there is concealed carry, it's, you got a serious test that you got to pass. You definitely have to jump through a few hoops to get that. They just don't hand it to you. Here, lady, here's your gun. Here, guy, here, dude, here's your gun. That's not what that's about. And I think the more that we promote responsible ownership, the better off we would be, instead of butting our heads constantly against the same thing. But regardless, the law of the land is kind of all over the map in different states, and now I think it'll get challenged at the supreme level. So let's see what happens there on the heels of D.C. and now Illinois. All right, moving on to another one. This comes to us from Keith. And Keith also wants to talk about the Oregon Mall scene. And he says, hello, Ms. Delaney, and everybody listening to America Tonight. Kate, I enjoy your show. I really do. I enjoyed your trip to Ireland and all the times that I believe I've heard you in D.C. and other places as well. You're tough to figure out because I think you're an open-minded woman, which I sincerely enjoy. And that's probably why I like listening to you. However, I cannot agree with you, and I'm very surprised at your stance on guns. I think the more maniacs and people who are out of their minds for whatever reason have access to guns, the more dangerous our lives become once we leave our homes. You walk out the front door, you can encounter anything. And I think if we didn't have guns like they don't have in other countries, then we wouldn't have to fear so much for the possibilities that you could simply be going to a mall and would have to dodge bullets. Well, Keith, I respectfully disagree, and thank you for listening to the show and pointing that out. I would say the opposite. I would say that, you know, if we statistically look at guns and we look at things that have happened, and we compare drunk driving, we compare other things that can happen to us, it is always a danger when you leave the bubble and you're living your life, because we can encounter anything from plane crashes to being clobbered on the head by somebody to encountering a domestic violence situation where, you know, you're stabbed or pushed or shoved or who knows what. And that's the other part of the thing, if this equation. If somebody wants to do harm and they don't have a gun, okay, so that would eliminate, you know, the coming in with a rifle, automatic rifle, and, you know, sending off all these rounds and everything. But if they don't have a gun, if somebody doesn't have a gun and they really want to do some kind of harm to somebody, let's say the individual crimes, they're going to find a way to do it. You know, they're going to find a way to cause other havoc, whether it's explosives or some other form of violence that could be used versus using the gun. However, I agree that what happened at the Oregon Mall was terrible. Just there are no words for that. The time of year, and I just can't even imagine, like I said, the families and getting those phone calls is just terrible. Okay, this one comes to us from Benjamin, who says, Syria, you got to be kidding me that now we are recognizing the opposition coalition. Kate, what happens when the opposition coalition falls apart? If they are a band of merry men or not so merry men, and they find themselves disbanded. It's kind of like backing the Muslim Brotherhood and Mohamed Morsi in Egypt. Now we see what's happened there. So now we're going to back this Syrian rebel group that I guess we've cherry-picked, the U.S. has. And is this really the right way to go? Well, here's the thing. There's not going to be any kind of financial support, I don't think, that's going to be pushed to the Syrian conflict. So that's not going to happen. So we're not going to lose any financial backing there. And there's not going to be any military backing that's going to be provided there. Just diplomatically, it'll boost the anti-Assad a movement and the political cause, because this has been 2 years of fighting. So on one hand, that could be good from the point of just keeping the pressure on. However, if that transitions into what we're not expected to do, meaning dump in money, dump in military support, then we're in trouble again, because us arming the rebels to overthrow Assad is not a good idea. Pumping more money into these situations is not a good idea. I don't think so. Especially if we end up with some kind of boots on the ground. Oh, please, you got to be kidding. Got to be kidding. Let's hope these rebels, these factions that have been turned into one, can rally around, get the diplomatic help that they need, rally around each other, and come up with a way to get rid of Assad. That's what has to happen. They have to fight fire with fire and then some, because 2 years is absolutely 2 years too long. All right, no matter what you want to talk about, remember you can always shoot me, or fire off, a better way to say that, an email at americatonight.com. Click on contact and bada bing, just like that, you are in. Whatever it is that you want to talk about, whether it's the tragedies that happen, like in Oregon, or something else, that's the way to get to us. Plus, you can check us out on Facebook and Twitter.
Oh, just a minute. We are being reduced to reading emails from some jerk like we're in a choir or something. That is absolutely ridiculous to be reading emails.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
For all women and men who wish their fingernails were harder, this Christmas, wishes come true. Introducing Nails of Steel, a new revolutionary nail hardener. Nails of Steel puts muscle into your soft nails with a creamy, rich, natural herbal formula that is antifungal, hypoallergenic, and biodegradable. Just massage a drop of Nails of Steel over your natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time. Within the first week, you'll notice your nails getting stronger to eliminate breaking, chipping, splitting, hanging nails, and fungus. Nails of Steel makes a great stocking stuffer for women or men. And right now, get 3 1-ounce bottles for only $74.95. That's about a $5 price break on each bottle that'll last you for months. Visit nailsofsteel.com. That's nailsofsteel.com. Nails of Steel. It's like a salon in a bottle.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Whoa, you know, you know, you know, you know, you must have been a beautiful baby. You must have been a beautiful child. When you were only starting to go to kindergarten, I bet you drove those other childs wild. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, when it came to winning Blue Ribbon. Well, I bet you taught the other kids how. Well, I can see the judge's eyes as they handed you the prize. You took the cutest bow. Yeah, you must have been a beautiful baby. Cause baby, won't you look at you now? Come on,
loopholes, clips, cuts. Man, I'm sick of hearing those words. Speaker of the House John Boehner, tit for tat, went after the Prez on Tuesday. He accused the leader of the free world of slowly walking negotiations, that's what he called it, to avoid the fiscal cliff, and urged him to name specific cuts in government spending that he would negotiate with. It's just like the Democrats calling the Republicans out saying, well, what loopholes? What loopholes are we talking about with taxes, changing the tax code? What loopholes would we close? What tax deductions are in trouble? And now they're turning it around. The Republicans are saying, okay, well, you want to call us out on that, then we're going to call you out on it. Let's find out what we're talking about here. Name the specifics. We want to know what it is. And now Boehner is saying he's going to accept higher tax revenue as part of a deal, but he would have to see what the cuts are in the government benefits programs. So we'll do it if you'll do it. It's kind of like, you show me yours, I'll show you mine. Cards, that is. Show me your cards. You know, you have to flip them over. So nobody's doing that specifically right now. The White House says that they're looking at $300 billion in proposed Medicare savings that are included in the budget, another $250 billion in non-health benefit programs. So, again, what does that mean? And here's the other part of this, And Tomas, when he calls in from Michigan, points this out, and he's right about this, and we have talked about it on America Tonight. You know, whenever these things are offered up there, and it's almost like a sleight of hand, because are people paying attention when we say, oh, across the board tax increases and spending cuts in government programs? You know, this is the thing. What, first of all, forget even this whole lack of specifics, but the predictions and the indicators of this is what we're going to do, it's never in that year. It's 10 years down the line. Okay, over the course of 10 years, this is what's going to happen. This is how much we're going to save. It's a very clever way of avoiding the specifics in this problem. Economists, we have talked to so many economists, and I guess we'll talk to a score more so that you really can get the flavor of this if you missed any of those conversations, which, by the way, if you go to the website, if you go to America Tonight, click on what you missed, and if you go down it, you'll see they're in all the different interviews that have been listed for however long, and it's been a long time now. You'll find economists and different kinds of economists and talking about this that we've talked about, what the combination would mean, what actually will send us into a recession. What is it that's going to push us over this crazy edge of this balancing act that we're, you know, that we're doing? So part of it has got to be, and, you know, there is a government waste giant. It's not even a pamphlet anymore. It's a giant report that comes out, and we've gone through it. We went through it a couple of weeks ago, and we do it each and every year on America Tonight, where you find out where some of the money is being spent. What if we really just went through and cut out some of the nonsense? Like the fact that, and even Tom Coburn pointed this out, because, of course, you can go to the highlights, you can go to the reel, and you can find this stuff, where, you know, you have taxpayers spending $325,000 on a robotic squirrel named Robo Squirrel. This is one of the things that has been pointed out. How about beauty products for cats and dogs? How about Moroccan pottery classes? So Coburn is right, and we've gone through it. In fact, on our next show, we'll tell you about some more unbelievable things that you have no idea you're funding. You pay taxes. All of our taxes collectively are paying for some ridiculous things. You can believe this, as far as Social Security is concerned, I guarantee this will happen. Gradually, meaning I will certainly be in this category, Matt will certainly be in this category, and many of you listening to this show will be fall into this category. The age of eligibility for Medicare will definitely jump up a couple years. That's going to be 67. It's 65 now. Oh, that's jumping up. There's no question. I guess it's really a question of what's going to happen with Social Security overall. And what happens with the Social Security payroll tax cut, because that expires on January 1st. What happens to unemployment? What happens there? What happens when you have doctors who treat Medicare patients and they don't want to do it anymore because they're having such a tough time cutting through the red tape? So there are certainly things that we can point to, but why not learn the specifics of it? Why not tell us the specifics of it? And let both the Democrats and the Republicans lay it down. I mean, lay it down. Don't make it vague. It'd be like going to a, in a different way, and there's lots of ways to compare this. It'd be like going to a, hearing about this motivational speaker. Oh, you have to go see whoever. I mean, I can make up a name, but let's just use someone that's out there now. You have to go see Anthony Robbins because he's going to change your life. You are going to make millions of dollars if you go and see him, or at least you'll get on the path to being a true capitalist and taking advantage of all the opportunities. So you spend money that you don't really have, and it's pretty pricey because you have no money. You don't have great money. You're a sweater, meaning you're sweating it out between every paycheck. But you decide this is worth it. You're going to pay the $250, and you're going for an all-day seminar. So you get to the all-day seminar, but throughout the seminar, you're hearing about this is your greatest, you know, your rock music is playing, and he's jumping on the stage and he's talking to people and he's waving his arms and he's a good looking guy and he's in shape and you want to believe and you've heard his story. And you go through the whole day and you feel really pumped up, and then you realize when you leave, you spent $250 and you don't have anything specific to point to that's going to change your life. You just have a good feeling and you heard a couple of great stories that were inspiring. And you heard about how they got there, but you don't have any map to take your life there. You don't know what you're supposed to do to get on the trail of reaching those expectations that you have now that you've been to the seminar. And I'm not picking on Anthony Robbins, Tony Robbins, because he probably gives people meat. I was just giving an example of somebody that is well-known where you invest in it. So we invest. We're investing in our country. That's what it is. It's an investment that we all make, right? And we would like to see some returns on that investment, or at least realize that we've got something at the end of the road. But we don't get a real, I don't think you get a real good feeling of that, a real good gauge of it. So good for Boehner for saying that the Prez is slow walking in the cliff talks, because the Republicans are getting called out for not saying what they're specifically going to close in loopholes. Guarantee one thing that will bite the dust is if you are writing off the mortgage. I guarantee that goes. The child credit may hang around, but the mortgage deduction, whatever it is you're taking now, that goes. And charities are scared to death because they know people write off big amounts on charities legitimately. And, you know, that whole thing about do you want a receipt might now not even be something that you hear, especially for bigger amounts. And charities across the board are very worried that they're going to see that people are down as far as giving money to the charities, because the other incentive for them is to be able to write it off, and so they may give less. So other things will ultimately be affected by whatever the decisions are here at the end of this game, because it really is like a game. One that we don't want to try to nail, because I can't tell you what the score is going to be at the end of this one, folks. And the clock is definitely running.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. Everyone is now dumber for having listened to it.
Oh, no. We woke up the mama.
Worse! How can they get any worse? Take a look around you, Alan. We're at the threshold of hell!
Soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.